Whenever I stand here, I always am moved to say thank you. Thank you, God, for the privilege of worshiping in this absolutely stunning sanctuary. The job that I have, I travel around this country quite a bit, probably 2.5 weeks out of every month. And I take advantage when I can to go into different sanctuaries. And as far back as I can remember, I've always felt like coming to University Church is like a big hug. It's just warm. It's just welcoming. I've been to other sanctuaries that are warm and welcoming. And in many cases, I look for some of your faces there. I look for my family. It's good to be home today. This morning, I was asked to speak about the treasure of prayer. And it seems, as far back as I can remember, prayer has been a part of my life. I prayed because that's what I was taught to do. I learned it in Sunday school, learned it at home. I'm a military child. Every single base you went to, there was a chapel. You went in and you prayed. I was instructed on how to fold my hands, to bow my head, to close my eyes, and to pray to God. Okay, now I have all the motions down, the bowing and the hand folding and the eyes closing. And my question was, well, how do I pray? I mean, what is prayer? How do you pray? And the response that I got from the various ministers that I've known and my parents, you just say what's on your heart. Sounds good, but I didn't hear anything on my heart. I even used a doctor's stethoscope, and all I heard was thump, 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 thump. No words, nothing came out. So how do you pray? The next logical step for me is mimic. Let me mimic. I'm going to pay attention to all of the people that come up to the pulpit, the people that instruct the Sunday school class. I'm going to mimic the elders in the church. And so I listened, and I have to tell you, it sounded like a foreign language. Some of the churches I went in, it was like, okay, where do I use yay, though, thou art, amens? And in conversation, where do you insert a hallelujah? What is this all about, this prayer thing? At the beginning of learning what prayer was, that was the part of my life that I equated prayers with wishes. You wish for it, it came true. So it was a prayer. And if you didn't pray right, did that mean that your wish didn't come true? I had to get a hold of this prayer thing because I was wishing for a whole lot of stuff. And help me, help me, help me. Please, somebody help me. I was just trying to grab a hold of this prayer thing. And if that wasn't enough of a struggle, I came to a point in my life that people started telling me, pray for others. A whole new hitch to this prayer thing. What do you mean pray for others? If prayers are wishes, don't they know what they want to wish for? Now I got to pray for them too? I'm not getting this. How do you pray for what they want? I don't know. But I made a mental checklist that during my scheduled time of prayer to include all these people too. Even if it was just to say, help them know what to pray to you for. The biggie at that time for me was, who is God? Now, keep in mind, I was a military child, so everything had to do with rank. Okay? So he had to have more stars than any general ever. The biggest, okay? How does he answer all these prayers? And in one Sunday school class, I learned that he was ruler of all nations. Now, I'm traveling around the world. There's a lot of nations out there. All these, he rules, king of kings. I've been in countries where it's sovereignty that runs things. King of kings, ruler of all nations, creator of heaven and earth. That's a ton of power. More stars than I can think about. So, yeah, I guess he can answer all these prayers and take care of these wishes. Prayer became a part of my daily routine. And what I noticed about prayer is after I prayed, I felt lighter. I felt better. I don't know how to explain it except to say inside, it just felt right. I could say things that I needed to let go of. I could just talk. It was a conversation. And I thought, this is a really neat concept. I think I'm going to hold on to this for a while. Now I'm going through the process of growing up. In front of me, the world is changing. I'm changing. I'm moving from being a child living in a home with parents into the discovery of working and school and reality, life with no gloves on, life outside of an Air Force compound. The real world was coming at me. And here's the biggie. I moved into becoming a parent with children. If ever I knew that prayer worked, it all clicked into place then. Prayer, really and truly, indeed is a gift. I thank you, Lord, for carrying me and my family through, continuing to carry us through. Most of all, I can tell you unequivocally, my two children thank the Lord for prayers, for carrying them through. Prayer, it's always there. Everywhere, it's always there. I had this all figured out. So I thought, and then one day, a member of this congregation asked me to be the Sunday school teacher for the senior high class. I heard you chuckle. Senior highs, ages 15 to 19. Young people, curious about the world, full of questions. Don't know the answers, but many times they think they know the answers, and they will challenge you to prove them wrong. This class was no different. What they carried with them was this. There is no God, because you can't prove it to me. And praying, that's a thing that Reverend Garman does. It's his job. I don't do that. Hard as I tried, and no amount of prayers seemed to help, hard as I tried to utilize the curriculum that was handed to me, because I'm a study girl, you give me curriculum, I get it together, I'm ready to teach it. They weren't ready to embrace it. They weren't listening to that. They weren't ready for any of that. So one week, I just said, let it go, we're gonna talk. And that's what we did. Every week we had conversations about whatever came to their minds. And one week it was about preparation and how they were doing things last minute, homework, band rehearsals, sports, chores, you name it. It was the last minute. And as I sat back and listened to them, some of their reactions were, oh my God, I didn't get this done. Oh my God, I didn't study. What did you do? Oh, you don't know, Miss Wilson, I just said a really quick prayer and I got an 85 on the test. And it clicked. It clicked. And I said, oh my who? Remember, there's no God? Oh my who? And you did what? You prayed? You mean you didn't go upstairs and get Reverend Garman to pray for you? You prayed? It's that simple. See, they had been confident all along of God's presence. They knew that they could pray. It just didn't come in a formal way. It wasn't folding the hands, bowing the head, closing the eyes, and being quiet and waiting for some magic to happen. It just happened. I told this class that prayer, it's just a conversation that you have with God. It's just a conversation. Have it anytime, anywhere, any language. Have it on a bus. Have it when you're brushing your teeth. Have it before you go to bed. Have it right now in the middle of me talking. It's any language and any way you want to express yourself to God. I instructed them, just come to him. God is waiting. His arms are wide open. His heart is wide open. He loves each and every one of us and wants to hear from us. He will always, always, always meet our needs. On that day that I taught that, and it sticks in my mind, I learned again, prayer is not complicated. Prayer has no design, no project plan. It's not complicated. It's a conversation with God. You can speak it aloud. You can have it in silence. God hears us. He's listening. He's waiting to listen. I mean, where else can you just take everything that's going on in your life, lay it down, no appointment necessary, and say thank you? No place else. Prayer is as natural as breathing. I implore all of us, family, keep praying. Keep praying. With a loud voice, I can confidently say, yes, prayer is a gift. No, prayer is more than a gift. Prayer is a treasure beyond measure. Amen.